This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. I'm going to make you think today. Here's the question: profit or wealth? Which do you want? I'm going to explore each one of them today, and you can decide. You know, most of us think about profit, and I'm going to talk about this in terms of a restaurant first, because I think you'll get the idea of profit or wealth just by this simple example. So two restaurant owners had a phenomenal weekend. Each of them had a phenomenal weekend, and restaurant owner number one was, you know, raving about the fact that they had more people at sitting down at the tables. They did more dinners than they had, you know, in previous weekends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he was absolutely thrilled about the profits for that weekend. Restaurant owner number two also had this phenomenal weekend, and he added 15 new customers to his database. He got their names, he got their birthdays, he got their anniversary dates if they were married, he got their email addresses. And guess what? Restaurant owner number two probably made as much profit as restaurant owner number one during that phenomenal weekend, but restaurant owner number two built wealth. And what do I mean by that? Well, by the fact that he got names and addresses, and he got email addresses, and he got birth dates and anniversary dates. When do people go out to dinner? For their birthdays, for their anniversaries, and celebrate really cool things. So he knew that he could send them an email or send them a postcard or send them something in the mail that says, hey, for your birthday, why don't you, you know, dine at our restaurant? Here's a coupon for a free dessert, or here's a coupon for a free whatever, appetizer. And this would incentivize people to use his restaurant for anniversaries and birthdays. So he was building this really cool database. Whereas restaurant owner number one just hoped and prayed that people would come back to their restaurant because they had a great experience. Okay. So fast forward and let's look at this in our industry. How do we build wealth for an HVAC business? It's done through maintenance and maintenance plans. Okay. So reality says contractor number one, and I have seen tons of contractor number ones, you know, works his butt off for his entire life, and he's 60 or 70 years old and no maintenance agreements, or very few maintenance agreements, and his business isn't worth a whole lot because there's no recurring revenue. There's nothing to buy. A customer list? Sure. But how do we know those customers are going to use that company again? There's nothing there that ties them to that company. Maybe some trucks, there might be a person or two, but there's nothing of real value. There's no real wealth in that business. Contractor number two also works his butt off and has a profitable 30, 40, 50 years, but he builds his maintenance. He builds his customer base. He builds his loyalty, or you build your loyalty. You want to look at it that way. And as a general rule, there is something to sell at the end of when you're done, when you're finished being a contractor, when you want to go do something else, and it's time for somebody else to run the business. Now, if you're passing it all along to a second generation, you're passing along a wealthy business. You're not just passing along a profitable business. You're passing along both. So from my perspective, if you look at it, are you want to build profit or do you want to build wealth? The answer is you probably need both. And I'll give you a third example of two contractors that I worked with both of them for a very short period of time to help them build their businesses. Contractor number one, as a contractor, had 10 really great profitable years, built his maintenance base, saved his money, and for all intents and purposes, did incredibly well, built profits and built wealth. Contractor number two actually also built profits really, really well. Wasn't real thrilled about maintenance, even though I said you got to build maintenance, but, you know, let's just build the profits. Okay. So they both had 10 really, really good years. Contractor number two spent all his profits. Contractor number one built the wealth and built the profits, but didn't spend them all. Economy tanked, and this was probably 2004, the last time we had a bad recession. And contractor number one survived through the recession. They had the money saved up. They did what they needed to do to maintain their customer base. Since customer number two had no savings, literally, and spent all the profits, they went out of business. Unfortunately, their maintenance base couldn't save them because they didn't have enough of it. So what I'm saying to you all is hopefully, you know, whenever we have the next recession, and it is coming, we have them every couple of, you know, maybe it's every 10 years, maybe it's every 15, maybe it's every 20, but they do come and they do go. I want like you very much to think about building not only profits, but also building the wealth. What I've seen over the years, and I've been at this for a little over 30 years now, so I've seen a few recessions over the years, is that those companies with maintenance actually don't lose the majority of their maintenance customers, because everybody would think, oh my gosh, you know, all the maintenance customers go away. And actually, they don't. Most of the time we see maybe your maintenance renewal rate is like 90%. I see it maybe drop to 80. And that's literally what I've seen over the years. So they don't go away if you take care of them and if you show them that they actually are saving money on their utility bills. It's something that they want to do in tougher times. I do see the shift from replacement to repair in tougher times. And I also see the fact that more people are likely to actually do the maintenance at least once to prove that they will save money on their utility bills. And if they do save the money on their utility bills, guess what? They stay with it no matter what. So my thing to you is build wealth and build profit. Obviously, profits are incredible on a short-term basis, and wealth is important on a long-term basis. So many contractors just say, oh, I'll put off the wealth piece and I'll just focus on the profit piece. So my sense for all of you and my hope for all of you is that you build both, because both are important, especially as you decide what the transition for your business is. And I don't have to worry about it. Well, guess what? You do have to worry about it. There was a contractor recently who passed away at the age of 56. I'm not joking. And didn't have a will. And the son was 35, or the son is 35, and he didn't have his license yet. He is in the process of taking his test for his license, but they have nobody qualified to do the work in that particular state until he gets his license. Nobody thought the guy would die at 56. All right, you never know when it is your time to go. So have an exit plan. Hopefully you can have an exit plan that you want rather than gets forced on your family. And build profit and build wealth, because they will appreciate it and they will thank you for it. So please do both. And thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money and build wealth. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to HVACTrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.